Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is part two of Your Life, His Destiny. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We live in a very complicated world today. When we talk about repentance, you have to admit it. And you have to quit it. You have to walk away from some things. You can't keep them in your back pocket. You can't keep them in the house. You can't continue to have relationships that cause you to fall. I've known individuals who said, well, we don't do it anymore. And so we're living for God and we come to church and we've repented. But yeah, we still live together. That's not going to work. You're not strong enough. You know what Jesus said? Jesus said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. See, it doesn't matter how much you love God. Jesus said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And most of the things we get in trouble with has nothing to do with your spirit that is willing. It has to do with your flesh that is weak. Just thought I would mention that to you. So we need to end relationships that lead us to sin, because they will surely do it. They build soul ties. And we need to ask the Holy Spirit to break those soul ties, and we need to move on. If God has that person for you at some other time in your life, God will bring that person back. But it won't be because you kept their number and you just kept in touch to make sure they weren't dating somebody else or shacking with someone else. And what are you doing today, and where are you going, and may I meet you later on this week? Those are the words of a delivered person. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I'm just talking practical to you today. It's very important. The Holy Spirit will give you power over temptation if you ask Him. In Romans chapter 8 and 7, it says, for the sinful nature is always hostile to God. It never did obey God's laws, and it never will. Your flesh does not want to behave. Not even when you're trying to read the Bible, it wants to fall asleep. Not even when you come to church, it wants to watch who's walking in. Not even when you're listening to the message, it talks to you about your chicken at home. When is this service going to be over? What are we going to do after this service? Oh, we're going to go to the movies. We're going to do this. Oh, we have wonderful plans. The Bible says the flesh is not subject to the law of God. Your flesh wants to do whatever it wants to do. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verses 12 and 13, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation whatsoever to do what your sinful nature or your flesh urges you to do ever again. For if you keep on following it, you will perish. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit you turn from it and its evil deeds, you will live. How is it possible to do it? By the power of the Holy Spirit. You've got to ask the Holy Spirit, get involved in putting my desires to death. Now, you cannot live with your desires being alive. I just read a scripture to you. The flesh, your natural desires, they will not submit themselves to the will of God or to the word of God. Therefore, you must put them to death. Something very important that the Holy Spirit will do for us. And something that I really want to encourage you more than anything this year is to ask him to give you a passion for greater intimacy with God. You must do it. We cannot serve God on our own. We need the help of the Spirit. Oh, we all have good intentions, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. People who said they would do this and they would do that and, oh, I'll spend more time in God's presence, I'll do this. Your flesh does not want to behave. I already told you that when you go to read, you'll fall asleep. When you get on your knees, you'll fall asleep. Some people say, well, I'll beat that. I'll walk around. And sometimes you become a sleepwalker. And you wake up when you go and watch the television. You're wide awake when you go to a movie. When you're doing something else. It's because your flesh does not want to cooperate. So you must ask God, ask the Holy Spirit, give me a passion for God. Give me a passion to seek for more of God. John chapter 6 and verse 44, Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. That's one of our problems. You see, it takes God, it takes the Holy Spirit to draw you to God, to push past the natural. And that's because the Holy Spirit makes Jesus and the Father real. Folks, it's one thing to read the Bible and come to church, and we all do a religious thing. It's another thing to sense and feel the presence of God. When you know that God is there. We had a testimony today about a healing. It's wonderful to hear that Jesus healed the sick, that God is a healer, but it's a more wonderful thing to hear a testimony that declares God healed someone. It makes him more real, more tangible. Jesus said of the Holy Spirit, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and show it to you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us who Jesus and the Father are, more about them. And he is the very tangible presence of God on the earth. The cry of Moses' heart was to know God more intimately. Would to God that would be the cry of every one of our hearts. In Exodus chapter 33, verses 8 through 11, it tells us of a typical meeting between Moses and God in the wilderness. Now listen to this. Whenever Moses went to the tabernacle, all the people, when they saw it, they stood up and would rise and stand in their tent doors. As he entered, the pillar of cloud would come down and stand at the door while the Lord spoke with Moses. God dwelled in a pillar of a cloud because of his brightness. And when Moses would walk to the tabernacle, which was the church in the wilderness, where God's presence would reside, the Bible says God would come down from heaven, envelop in a cloud, go to the tabernacle door, and meet with Moses right there. Verse 10 says, then all the people worshiped from their tents, bowing low to the pillar of cloud where God's presence was. And inside the tent, the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Can you imagine that? The very creator of the universe coming to meet with you, to talk with you face to face, descending in a pillar of a cloud and going into the room where you were to talk. And to address you as a friend. That's the relationship Moses had. when I was a little boy, I prayed the prayer that I would know God like that someday. Now, I was just a little boy. What put in me that desire? It was the Holy Spirit. And for the rest of my life, that was my favorite scripture verse. And all through my youth and my young adulthood and up through life, I have sought for the presence of God. Saints, I love the Word of God and I have faith to believe in Jesus. But I wanted to know Him. I wanted to feel His presence. I wanted to see God actually do something. Several churches that I grew up in, God did salvation at the altar, but I very rarely saw Him do anything else. So as a young boy, I began to say, God, where are the miracles? Did you stop doing that? And I read the Bible and it said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I said, well, I guess we don't believe that here. Because nothing ever happened. And God led me on a course in my life then where I would begin to see the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of individuals.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Moses said to God in Exodus 33 and 13, I pray if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way that I may know you. And then he said, please show me your glory. Show me who you are. Show me your power. Reveal your true nature to me. You see, it is the presence of the Holy Spirit who ignites passion to experience more of God. You cannot do it on your own. It's the work of the Spirit. He must draw you to desire a more intimate relationship with Him. Often I watch the people in church when they see people being touched through ministry. They're glued to their chairs. Now, the service has been long over, but they're still here. They can't move because God is in the house. The Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is touching someone. The Holy Spirit is real. And I'm watching God do something. Sometimes I dismiss three times. Go home. We can't go home. Why? God is still moving. God is still touching people. Saints, more than anything in life, we need to know and see the tangible presence of God. It's the will of God that we know Him. It's the will of God that we experience Him more than something we've heard and something we've read, because God is real. And He's still doing real things for people today. The Holy Spirit is the one that we need to ask to help us to see God, to see the power and the presence of God, to give us greater intimacy with God. Folks, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship. You can look at preachers. You can look at deacons who deek. You can look at missionaries. You can look at the people in a church. See a bunch of hypocrites. Why? Because nobody's perfect. But when you can discern the presence of God, when you can see God touching people, then you know God is real. Don't give up on God just because there are a bunch of hypocrites in a church. Most churches are just the club anyway. They come to see what the other person is wearing and what somebody says. Not most, some. Don't come to church to see people. If you do, you certainly will see a lot of hypocrisy. If you can see it on the surface, imagine what God can see. But just because there's hypocrisy in the church doesn't mean that God doesn't come to church. Give up on people, never give up on God. And when you're strong enough, don't give up on people either. Though they'll hurt you, they'll disappoint you. They'll do a lot of things to make you feel like, why do I even bother with people? But God loves us all. And you know what? The church is a hospital. It's not a country club. People come because they're sick. People come to God because they have a need. Listen, if you didn't need anything, you'd never go to God. So God makes sure you need something. There'll always be something that you have to believe God for. That's why life is filled with mountains and valleys. You'll have mountaintop experiences for you to know the greatness of what God can do for you, but then it's right down in the valley to remind you, you need God. You were on the mountain yesterday, but you're in the valley today. You need to look up to God and say, help me once again, Lord. I'm on my way to the mountain. That's life. Life is filled with different seasons. But always remember, God will be with you through every season. But I'm going to say it again. Don't have a relationship with God through other people. Don't have it through your pastor. It tickles me when I talk to people from different churches, especially when their pastor is well known. They tell me quickly, well, what church do you attend? Well, I attend the magnanimous church of the living God. You know my pastor, don't you? His name is Habasata. And we're on every television station. And God is using us in a tremendous way. We have a 1,000 voice choir. Our chairs are so soft that you just fall into them. God does so much in our midst. I'm a member of that church. I laugh because I want to say, well, what's your relationship with God? I'm not talking about your pastor. Sounds like he has a good relationship with God, but what about you? You see, many times people get lost in the relationship of their pastor, thinking that's the relationship they have with God. Wake up. That's not the relationship you have. That's the church you attend. What does that have to do with you? What does it have to do with your relationship with God? I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a relationship today. You can have a relationship with God that is so real and so tangible, it will surpass whatever is happening in your church. The presence of God can touch your life. The reality of God can be upon you in such a way that he'll speak with you. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll bless you. When you pray for others, they'll be blessed because of your prayers. Because God is real. But God deals with us one person at a time. He's concerned about the one. Jesus said the shepherd leaves the 99 to find the one. God is looking for someone in 2007 to show himself to this year in a supernatural way. In a relationship perhaps no one has ever had with God. Will you be that person? Will you be the person that God can trust? God came down and spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend. I don't know about you, but I want that kind of relationship. And folks, when the Lord does that for me, you can all come and sit at my table. But the truth will still be, it's about me and him, not you and him. So you've got to develop your own. You've got to get your own. And that's what God wants to do in your life today. He wants to put a hunger inside of you for more. There's so much more than what we experience in church, especially in most churches. There's so much more for us. I want to encourage you this year to ask the Holy Spirit to draw you into a supernatural relationship with God. Some people have problems with that word supernatural. It just means outside of the natural. You know, God is a spirit, by the way. So any relationship you have with God is supernatural. It's above the natural. Pray that the Holy Spirit will draw you into greater intimacy with God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the Media tab, and click on Audio Messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of Your Life, His Destiny. Now Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
You know what the Bible says? It says the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. I want to let you know that God is watching over you. God knows everything that's going on with you in your life. And even though at times we become weak and we wonder, has God given up on us? No, he's never giving up on us. The Bible says, though we be cast down, the Lord will uphold us with his hand. See, God will never let you go. There's always hope. There's hope in his love. And I want to pray for you now for strength. Father, I thank you that right now, those who are weak, you're strengthening them. Lord, there's so many things that we encounter in life that we need your help. We need your assistance. Holy Spirit, we need your guidance. I pray for every listener right now that you will bless them, bless their families, change their circumstances, strengthen them as they go through life. Have them know that you're there, that you are their hope, you are their strength, you are their deliverance. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you, we bind your power. You will not stop us. from serving the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the strength that comes through the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.